7:48 the time on 104.5 The Zone, the Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. In about 15 minutes, your final keyword, at least on our show, for this unrestricted VIP package for Talladega. So we'll have that for you coming up shortly. With tickets to all the races coming up next weekend, a lot of different cool access for that weekend of racing down at Talladega. By the way, if your garage door is noisy, broken, or just plain ugly, call All Four Seasons Garage Doors, home of the $20 service call. With 20 years' experience, the family-owned and operated company is your best choice for quality and reliable service. Visit allfourseasonsnashville.com. Get that garage door fixed. Moved into our house. It had a big dent in the garage door. Somebody run into it. Got to take care of that right away.
Sure that wasn't you?
No, it wasn't me. Not yet, anyway. Coming up in just a moment, I'm going to have Robert Mays with us from The Ringer. And one of the things I'm going to ask him about, I think it's really interesting to look at teams' past draft histories and how that might shape what they do this year. Is there a correlation or not? I think those things are interesting.
I think
this team always goes heavy on cornerback, whatever the case might be.
I just think that the
even league... with different GMs, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, that's weird.
Go ahead. Well, that's interesting you say that, because I would think with so much change, so much rapid change around the league, whether it's GMs or coaches or what, that wouldn't happen.
Yeah. Robert joins us now. Robert Mays of The Ringer covers the NFL, writes a lot, written a lot about the draft, which will be here in Nashville starting next Thursday. Robert, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're great. We were talking about this a moment ago, and you wrote about it. How interesting is it to explore teams' draft histories and try to figure out what they might be looking at this year? And, what is the real correlation between those things?
I mean, I think that it definitely does matter when you have people that have been in place for a long time. I think there are a lot of front offices that are, they're 2 to 3 years into their tenure, and there's not a lot you can glean. But you think about teams like New England or Pittsburgh or Baltimore, even with Eric DaCosta taking over for Ozzie Newsome, who's been there forever. I just feel like there are tendencies, there are preferences, there are habits the same way we all have habits and preferences and likes and dislikes. They inform our decision-making the same way they inform theirs.
Do you think enough quarterbacks will go early to give the Titans some real options at 19, especially if they're looking for a pass rusher?
I feel like they probably will. We play this game most years where, how many will actually go in the top 10? How many will actually go in the top 5? And even in years where it doesn't seem like many will, it always seems to kind of fall that way. I don't think anyone necessarily presumed that Buffalo would have to go up to 7 to get Josh Allen last year. If Josh Rosen, a team, trades up to 10 to get him. So it just depends on which teams think they need them, to be honest. I feel like the Packers bringing in Drew Lock for a meeting, it's actually kind of smart because they're sitting there at 12, and if you're Miami and you want a quarterback, teams like that, or Washington, if they want to go up. So it's just it's pretty much a matter of urgency and a matter of motivation for some of those teams sitting there in the 13 to 15 range.
Robert Mays is our guest from The Ringer. We're talking NFL draft.
Yeah, Robert, I see that you love the unveiling of the NFL schedule. What was your thoughts on that?
I think that it was pretty funny. Just how elaborate it's all gotten. We used to just get the tickets in the mail. That's how it used to be. And I didn't need any more fanfare than that. But, I think that if you have the resources and all these teams have their social media departments now, everything else, there's no reason to not have a little bit of fun with it. I just think it's all kind of silly.
I know, no doubt about it. It is hilarious. But most popular sport in America, that's why it gets the ratings on just a schedule. That's really funny.
Out of it,
Yeah, no doubt. How about what are some of the top 5, I guess off the top of your head, receivers that not only are deep route runners, but are great route runners? That kind of is not under the radar, but it's more in the 5 to 10 best, let's say, wide receivers coming out this season.
Well, I think that there are a lot of different guys that do a lot of different things well. Obviously, Hollywood Brown is a complete receiver, but he's built a lot differently than a guy like Keaton Butler is. So that's what's so interesting about this receiver class is that you have so many different flavors of guys near the top. So you want a guy like Keaton Butler, who's a bigger player, playing the slot a little bit, kind of dominate on the sideline, you have that. You have a N'Keal Harry, who is an excellent physical kind of receiver. He's going to muscle people. He's going to make contested catches. Hollywood Brown's a little bit of a downfield guy. He's a guy who can get separation. You have a guy like A.J. Brown, who I described him, he's like kind of like a bigger Golden Tate in a lot of ways. He's excellent after the catch. So it depends on what you're really looking for. if you're the Titans, I mean, do you want a little bit of speed to kind of complement what Corey Davis and Adam Humphries are? Or do you want somebody that's a little bit bigger and can be that red zone threat, that downfield threat? I mean, it's all a matter of what you think is best for your offense, because every type of guy is around right now.
Speaking to Robert Mays of The Ringer, all right, if Kyler Murray doesn't go first to Arizona, how much does that throw a monkey wrench into everything else? You know, say Arizona takes Nick Bosa.
I think the more reasonable outcome and the more realistic outcome, if Murray doesn't go number one, is that if he doesn't go to Arizona, is that he still goes number one. I think if you're the Cardinals, the value in having the number one pick when you just draft the quarterback is that other teams will want to trade for that pick. So it would definitely put a wrench in it, but I don't think he'll last very long if he does slip past number one, because I think one of those teams that maybe you're not even thinking about could be motivated to do something. I don't think anyone would be shocked if the Raiders made a play for that number one pick or took Murray if he happened to slip past number one. So it does a little bit, but I still think he'll go early enough that things will fall how they pretty much would have otherwise.
Yeah, if you're the Titans sitting at 19, you're hoping that as many quarterbacks as possible get drafted before they go. And it's looking like it's going to be four quarterbacks. A lot of people saying that that Daniel Jones of Duke might go before Haskins of Ohio State. And if that's the case, Robert, then it looks like there are going to be four quarterbacks taken before the Titans pick at 19.
Yeah, and that's what you're looking for. I remember watching my Bears last year. You're sitting there at 8. All you want is for those quarterbacks to keep going high. You know, team trades up in front of you. That's great news, because that leaves a player like Roquan Smith, who was arguably one of the safest, best picks in the entire draft, sitting there at number 8 when he wouldn't have been otherwise. And, you know, that's what the Titans are hoping for, obviously. And, you know, it depends on what they want. I mean, their roster, for the most part, I think that John Robinson has done a very good job of assembling talent around that team. It really is just a quarterback question for unlocking some of that talent now at this point. But, you know, there are a lot of different ways they could go. And I think that if you want to bulk up the defense even a little bit more, you know, you lose two free agents or pass rushers in free agency, there's going to be guys like that. I think they're going to be happy with whatever's waiting for them.
From The Ringer, Robert Mays. Great stuff. Hope we can catch up with you again down the road.
Sounds good, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. NFL draft. It all gets going. Week from last night, next Thursday over at downtown, really Broadway and First, of course, where the big stage is, the Skirmerhorn, the Nissan Stadium with the NFL draft experience. And our coverage here on The Zone brought to you by Ferguson Kitchen, Bath, and Lighting Gallery, by Sprint, by Ford, by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office. We're teaming up with Titans Radio to really blow it out over those 3 days and a full week of coverage right here on The Zone.